Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. We're going to get started with a couple announcements, or a few announcements, I guess, if you want to get technical. If you want to look there, we got a carry-in dinner this afternoon, right after Sunday school. So if you guys forgot to bring something, that's okay. There's always plenty of food. Come and stay for Sunday school and a time of fellowship and food. It's always a good time and good food. Next week is our Youth Sunday, so next week is when you need to bring your friends and family and everybody around and come and see the youth group, see what we've been practicing and getting ready for the past few weeks, and stay for a time of food. You don't have to bring anything next week besides maybe your checkbook to support the youth group, because that would be great, because we do all kinds of different things running around the state and the country all summer long. With the youth group as far as mission trips and Hills Alive and Life Flight and all kinds of different things that we do. So come for that. Invite your friends and family. It would be a good time. Also, you can see there, Megateen is March 28th through 29th down at SBA. If you have any students that are interested in that, there is a registration form out in the foyer. Get your registration in by February 21st and you get a free t-shirt. So. Are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Colossians 1, 13 and 14. And it says, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins."
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals and sing together. Let's turn to number 176, "Lead Me to Calvary." Let's stand and sing together, 176. King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes of light arrayed, guarded thee whilst thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Let me, like Mary, through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even thy cup of grief to share, thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Thanks for singing. Let's take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them here this morning.
Again, we extend our greeting to you. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. This is our time to bring our prayer requests and praises. Got a couple of them that have filtered through the week. We extend a congratulations to Tate and Brooklyn with the birth of their daughter, Elwyn Ray. And so we rejoice with them and with Mark and Therese. I know their travel schedule will, I'm sure, involve some trip once they're allowed to come. But we are grateful for the addition to Tate and Brooklyn's family. Also, prayer request that came out yesterday for Andrew Borsma's brother, Joel. He's back in Michigan and ended up with several surgeries. He's in ICU, and so we'll be praying for Joel. And I know, Andrew, your parents were on vacation, so are they making it back? Or? Okay, and Joel has Down syndrome, so that complicates things. But grateful that your parents made it back. So, but we'll be praying for Joel, parents, as well as for peace of mind and heart for Joel through this time. Also, former staff member, board member, and definitely a leader at Sunshine, Rich Reeker. He's been going through cancer treatments. Yesterday he fell and fractured his hip, and so he's having surgery today for that repair. So we'll be praying for Rich and Millie. And then received a note from Brian and Deb Bonebright. They're in Minnesota looking for a group home for Nathan, and so we'll be praying for them and for Nathan as they try to find a good fit for him. And so that is their prayer request. Are there any other prayer requests or praises for today? Yeah, Mike.
We've been praying for my wife's sister's best friend's daughter. In her 50s, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Just a few days ago, I got notice from her sister that the cancer has gone into remission, and the doctors are claiming that it's a miracle.
That is that is a huge praise. That, and her name is?
Her name is Annie.
Annie. So Annie has she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and in looking more deeply this last week, they have seen that the cancer has gone into remission, and that is a huge praise. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. So, so June's brother-in-law, Travis Lecce, her sister Bev, he's been in Good Sam with hospice care. This past week, he was taken back to Sioux Falls for some other medical issues and anticipated coming back. And so prayer request for peace of mind and heart, but also that through this time, the opportunity that they would come to know God deeper, or for the first time. They're just not real sure on their relationship. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mike. And her first name?
Bryn.
So we have been praying for Bryn, had been dealing with sepsis, and grateful to hear that she is back at home. That's a huge praise. Yeah, Ernie.
Denver this week. They have that operated on. They have a six-month-old daughter
So Christian and Kathy Guzman, their two children, the two-year-old boy will be in Denver, you said? Okay, Denver for repair for a hole in his heart, as well as their six-month-old daughter has been having food issues, more of the blockage as it passes through her system. So we'll be praying that that also will be taken care of. Yes. Connette. So we continue to pray for Zach Siebesma's mom, Sue, as she goes through this cancer journey. She is has a brain tumor, and it has they've necessitated several trips up to Mayo's as well as several other locations, and we'll be praying for them through this time as well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity today to come and worship you, for the opportunity to be reminded both through song and message and the end of our service with the communion time together of the work that Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross, that at the right time you sent him into this world, and that as we look at the totality of his life, there's so many lessons we learn. But we understand that he did not come just to show us your love. He came to lay down his life. And that even though we were sinners, he still died in our place. Thank you for his sacrifice on our behalf. That we celebrate not only this last month we celebrated his coming into this world, we look towards the April time of the celebration of his death and resurrection. And each Sunday when we come, we do celebrate that we serve a living Savior, that his work on the cross has been accomplished, but he still is working on our behalf. And he intercedes before us, before you, that he is our mediator, and that we can bring our requests to you. Thank you that you know them before we ask, and part of your asking us to pray is to remind ourselves how dependent on you we are, that there are so many things in our world, and in fact, a lot of things that we have no control over, but we serve the God who does. And so we lay these requests before you. We pray for Andrew's brother, Joel, and grateful that his parents have gotten there. We pray for wisdom for the medical team, but also for peace of mind at heart and healing for Joel, that you would speak into his mind. We thank you for his life and for the gifts that you've given him and the impact he's had on his family. And we just pray that you would reach down and heal. Father, we also lift up Rich Reeker to you, that you would guide the surgeons today and the surgical team today as they repair his hip. We continue to pray for this cancer treatment as well, that you would, in your good pleasure, as the great physician, would heal. That is our request. Father, we thank you for Rich and Millie, their life and legacy, and we just pray that their time on serving you on this earth is not done, and we lift them up to you and their family. We also lift up Sue Siebesma as they go through this time through the valley of the shadow of death, that you would be helping her with all the physical aspects of the cancer treatments, the safety in their travels, and the opportunity to create memories with the family. Grateful that she knows where her hope is, and that as she goes through this time, that she is a light and a witness to all those around her. We just ask that you would give the family peace of mind and heart. Father, we rejoice with Tate and Brooklyn with the addition of this new member, Elowen. We just ask that you would be with mom and baby, and both would be healthy, and we are thankful for their growing family. And just as a reminder that children are indeed a heritage from the Lord. Father, we lift up the Bonebrights to you. Just ask that you would give them guidance and direction as they look for a group home, a place for Nathan to thrive and to be productive, at least for him feeling productive, but also for the independence. We just ask that you would continue to guide and give them peace of mind and heart. We also lift up Travis Lutke and Bev, that you would speak into their lives, grateful for him getting to the medical treatment he needed, but ask that you would use this opportunity to bring others alongside of him that can show how good you are and how dependent we need to be on you. Father, we lift up Annie, thinking of Mike Bryan's requests, grateful that she is cancer-free, that it has gone in remission, and that is a huge praise. We also pray for Bryn, and grateful she's back home from dealing with the sepsis. We lift up the Guzman family with their 2-year-old having surgery in Denver. We ask that you would guide the surgeons and heal his little body of this hole in his heart. We also pray for his little sister, that you would give wisdom to the doctors to see where food is getting blocked, and you would miraculously step in. That is what we desire. Whether you use your healing hand or the medical staff, we just pray that you would help her to be able to absorb food and to thrive. Father, we think of the missionaries that we support. We're grateful for the Taves and the years of service at Victory Center, and also the years of service out at Kadoka. And we just ask that you continue to use them in the multiple Bible studies they lead, the churches that he pulpit supplies, and the lives of the students in the Kadoka area. And just continue to open doors of ministry for them, provide for their needs, and watch over their travels. We lift up this world to you. We just ask that you would help us to see where you're at work. Thank you that you are not bound by national boundaries. You're working all over the world. We lift up Mike and Judy Manna as Mike heads to Ukraine today, that you would open doors of ministry for him with the seminary to teach his classes, but also as he deals with the some physical struggles of a sinus infection, that you would use the antibiotics and your healing hand to touch his life. Be with Judy as she recovers from her latest knee surgery, and thankful that she is dealing with less pain. I pray that that would help her with her mobility, and as well as being Mike's helpmate. Father, we are grateful for the ministries you've raised up and how you use us in our community. We thank you for those that volunteer their time, and as we receive the offering from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world, and that you would bless each one that gives. In Jesus' name, amen.
morning. We're glad to see you all here today. It's good to see lots of full seats. I know we got a lot going on this morning, so we're going to just stand and sing a few more songs and just keep rolling with things. See God's glory every day in and out through the weather and the different things that we come across.
Worship is
For me, it's a song that has given me some hope in times of struggle, because we know that God is good and he works things for our good, especially when if we're pursuing him. He brings us peace in times of trouble, and trouble comes quite often, it seems anyways, but we know that we can cry out and ask God for help, and he will come and give us strength and hope.
Jesus, Jesus, Father, we thank you for the reminder in these lyrics of who you are and of your love for us and your faithfulness and your goodness and your mercy and your grace. And we just thank you for the gift of your Son, for the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.